The Center for Natural Resource Governance in Zimbabwe is an organization striving for justice in the country's mineral sector. Founding director Farai Magubu says a turning point came when then-President Robert Mugabe granted South African diamond mining giant De Beers exclusive prospecting rights in Eastern Marange District in 1993.
According to the law, they were supposed only to do exploration for 3 years, but their exploration license was extended inexplicably for 13 years until 2006, illegally, corruptly. In the meantime, as they were claiming to be prospecting, they were actually mining and shipping the diamonds out of the country.
Magubu says the government was sharing the spoils with De Beers. It's something the companies always denied, maintaining its activities in Zimbabwe have been lawful. But, says Magubu, the state's dealings with De Beers set the scene for the corruption that endures in Zimbabwe's mineral sphere.
And then in 2008, when the ruling elites felt it was their turn to eat, they deployed the military and the police and the CIO, and there was a massacre of hundreds of people so that they could capture the diamond fields.
At the time, international human rights monitors confirmed at least 200 deaths of people working the Marange fields. Remorseful soldiers also told journalists about their roles in the incident. Authorities deny such a massacre ever happened. In the aftermath, says Magubu, 8 companies, including 3 from China and 1 from South Africa, began looting diamonds on behalf of the state. He says international diamond dealers didn't ask any questions when buying the gems for billions of US dollars. Magubu says the firms and the government also stole money using a scheme that endures today, falsification of the value of diamonds.
Diamonds in Marange are 90% industrial quality and 10% gem quality. But when they report to the nation on what we are earning from our diamonds, it's always they are poor quality. They are sold at $40 per carat, which is very further from the truth.
Magubu says big international mining firms continue to come into Zimbabwe.
So when we talk about the large-scale mines, these are negotiated in the office of the president. He is giving special grants to these people, mainly from China. It is only the president and the minister of mines who really know who these people are. So they are not answerable to parliament. They are not even answerable to the government as a whole. They are answerable to themselves.
He adds that the political elite is also allowing local allies in the private sector into mining, funding them through the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe.
And the loans are never repaid. It's actually a continuous robbing of the taxpayer, because ultimately these loans are going to be repaid by the Zimbabwean people, even though we are not privy to how these people are selected, how they end up accessing money from the treasury.
Magubu says when he hears news reports describing Zimbabwe as one of the poorest countries on earth, he doesn't know whether to laugh or cry. Because, he says, its resources, like gold, diamonds, and tobacco, should mean it's one of the wealthiest nations in Africa. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.